Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome. Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are broadcasting live today, and we have a special, special guest for you. So, we are going to be starting things a bit different today. We are going to be playing the songs that have been submitted to us via MP3. So, for you that are a musician, a singer-songwriter, and you would like the Lizzie T Show to be playing your song, email us at radio@lizt.ca. Very easy, radio@lizt.ca. And we will be playing your songs. Just to make sure that you do send songs that are PR rated. And we will be happy to support you with your music. So we'll be starting right now, very different, as I said. And we will bring our guest. And the song is called Give Me a Chance by our singers in Italy. So thank you so much for submitting your MP3. So here it is.
Give me a chance, baby, give me a chance. I'm alone, feel alone, I'm way too tense. Give me a chance, baby, give me a chance. You're my moose, I can lose when I see you.
I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. My goodness, as I mentioned, do I have a very, very interesting show for you today. We have guests all the way from the States. My goodness, we are broadcasting here from Toronto, Canada. And as all of you know, I always, always try to have those guests that are inspirational, that have a cause, that have that book that you're wanting and reaching to read. And today is not the exception. Before I bring my amazing guests on, beautiful guests, because if you're looking on social media right now, I have posted the link to the show. So if you have just tuned in and you don't know who Lizzie has on the show, just tune in to Facebook.com/ Lizzie T Radio. There's a radio button right now, and you will be able to see who we have on the show. There's a beautiful picture of this lady, and you will be able to listen. And if you're not, you're able to listen later on, because this show is recorded. Before I bring my guests on, I want to thank and extend huge, huge thanks to the listeners. We have a huge supporter, and the people that are supporting us right now throughout the year is imperative for me to mention. So thank you so much for my sponsors. Right now we're being sponsored by naturenova.ca. If you are looking for special programs, nature programs, get your kids out of the living room, out of the TV, out of the computers, and you would like to hire naturenova.ca, please look at their website. Also, we're being sponsored by Alka Total Fitness. If you're looking for a workout that can give you up to 900 calories on a workout, kickboxing, and many other workouts, look out to AlkaTotalFitness.com. And last but not least, we're being sponsored by a website you can purchase items at a very discount price. So it's pockets.ca. Thank you so much, everyone, for sponsoring the show. Without you, this show could not be possible. And I'm very, very happy knowing that if your business or your book is mentioned here, you know that this is the right place to be mentioned.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
And my theme song is playing, so that means that it's time to move on. As I mentioned, I have a beautiful, beautiful guest. She has an amazing cause, and let me read you a little bio. Leah Donateo is the executive director and before founding High Tides International. Leah had lived in a small beach town in Lobitos, Peru. For 2 years working with children and youth in various capacities, now she has the opportunity to focus on projects she truly is passionate about. And that's really what it's all about, guys, being passionate about the same, about and share them with the Lobitanians community. She strives to provide children and youth with creative outlets that serves them as self-empowering and education. Leah has a bachelor's degree in human kinetics from the UBC Okanagan, and she spent time in India studying yoga and meditation. My goodness, going to India. Her goal is for the High Tide International to be able to offer programs and support to others like-minded organizations and to have a positive, lasting effect on the program's participants. And that's really what it's all about, everyone. The reason I do this show and the reason I have people, I look for people like that. Just to be able to have a cause to help children, to help the youth that right now if it wasn't for people like Leah, they will be lost out there. They won't have a purpose. They won't have a goal. And what she's doing, what Leah's doing, is amazing. So without further ado, I just want to be able for you to welcome how we welcome all our guests here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. Welcome with a warm, warm round of applause. Hello, hello, Leah, and welcome, welcome. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing today?
Hi there. Good, thank you. Yeah, good.
Fantastic, fantastic. So let's get started because time is always against us. So how did you become so passionate about this goal? Was it your upbringing? Was it that you saw a need in the community, or just the way that you travel? First of all, let's go back a little bit tell us a little bit about Leah the person. Is she married? Does she have kids? I know that you love to do yoga, so let's get a little bit. It's nice to know that you have a cause, but people identify with the true self. So who is Leah?
Okay, well, Leah's not married, no kids. I'm originally from North Vancouver, British Columbia. I went to UBC Okanagan in Kelowna, did a bachelor's degree in human kinetics. During my time at UBCO, I got involved in some community projects in Peru just through traveling and some like-minded students. So during the time of my undergrad, I made, I think, 3 trips to Peru. And then when I finished school, I went traveling to India, and while I was in India, I was offered a job with another organization here in Lohitos, and I took that, and I worked with them for 1.5 years, and then after that time, after leaving, completing my contract with them, I went back to Canada and started up High Tides International, so we're a Canadian nonprofit, and then came back down to Peru, where I'm running these programs now, but on a more formal level as they're incorporated under the Canadian nonprofit. And from there, we've developed a yoga program, a girl club program, and a library program in conjunction with some other organizations.
Wow, what an amazing, and you sound very young, Leah. That is really interesting for you to be able to take upon such a huge task and do this. This is amazing. I mean, wow, you could be doing any other things, but here you are at a very young age getting this cause upon your shoulders. So kudos to you. Kudos to you. So what would you say that inspires you to do this? I mean, there's got to be an inspiration. Who inspires you? Do you have a mentor? How do all this inspiration comes about?
I wouldn't say I have one mentor specifically, but along the way, I've been very encouraged by family and friends. I have a really supportive board of directors that have been helping out. And also just the work, like in your day-to-day life, getting to spend time with kids and watch them learn and grow is very rewarding in itself. So I think that's where the motivation to keep going probably comes from. But overall, I really enjoy it, and I like the lifestyle that comes with it. So just kind of all came together.
And being with the kids, really, that's really what it's all about. I have 2 little kids myself, and I find that they give me my inspiration. They give me my reason for being, and I can see that you're getting the same thing from your kids. Now, you don't have kids of your own, so that's really what you're getting your inspiration from. So you're feeding on them in order for you to keep going. Now, one thing I love to ask you is that this organization, obviously, it doesn't run on faith alone, and you need funds, and that's the reason you're here. And this is the theme of the Lizzie T Radio Show is tell me who you are, what you do, which you do an amazing job, contact info. So for my listeners that are listening to all over the world, we have listeners in Australia, in South America, in Central America, we have reached Europe, and I know that there's people out there with big pockets and they love to give to charity. How can you please share the website and contact info, and how can they get involved? How can my listeners get involved? How can they take part of this?
Of course. Okay, well, our website is just www.hightidesinternational.org. The contact information to get in touch is right on the website. You can fill it out. We're on Facebook as High Tides International. And tomorrow we launch an online fundraising campaign for 2 weeks. So we're raising or aiming to raise $25,000 to really get us started and off the ground. With that money, we'll be able to run for an entire year. And that will really help us get going. Other ways to get involved, if you want to come down with a group and volunteer, that can be arranged. So you can do a little bit of sightseeing in Peru, as well as helping out the programs on the ground. If you're just traveling in Peru, come by and say hi, or, you know, if you want to donate any materials, any in-kind materials, we can always arrange for a way to get those down here. So there's lots of ways to get involved, and any ideas or collaboration ideas, you know, you can feel free to send them along on the website. We have a contact us tab there, so you can just fill it all straight out in there, and it'll come directly to our email.
Fantastic. You did an amazing job. So you're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are live today with beautiful Leah. There's a picture on social media with her right now, Facebook.com/ Lizzie T Radio. And if you're interested, and please, maybe I should rephrase that question. Please do donate, and please go to her website. I will be posting a link right underneath the radio button that is right now for the website and for people to be able to donate. $25,000 is a lot of money, everyone. I heard this from a very, very good friend of mine, Teresa Lurico. If you have 1 billion friends and all of them give $1, we are on our way to riches. So that's what it takes. So we only have 25,000 friends, all of them donate $1, and we're on our way. If you have any questions for me or for my amazing, beautiful guest, the number to call in is 347-996-3926. 347-996-3926. Just call in, say hello. Call in to comment, and call in maybe just to congratulate her, because it takes a lot for somebody like Leah to be doing something like this. It's not an easy task. I've been involved in fire races. I know how it is. And right now we're helping kids. So really, this is going for an amazing cause. I will be cutting for a couple of minutes for my words of my sponsor, and I'll be right back.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
The Lizzie T Radio Show is brought to you by Alka Total Fitness, cardio kickboxing classes, nutrition and cardio kickboxing, Alka's 10 free fitness secrets, increased cardio health, better stamina and energy levels, increased muscular development and tone, better flexibility, stress relief, weight loss and weight maintenance, a helpful approach to nutrition, cardio kickboxing classes, your way to a fun, powerful workout. Contact Alka at 34 Doncaster Avenue, #6, Thornhill, ONL3T 4S1. 416-565-4962. Book your first workout for free. Alka's Total Fitness.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
And I'm back. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T. Radio Show. We have an amazing show for you today. Leah Donatello, and she is working on such an amazing cause. I just have posted, by the way, everyone, on my social media, the link to her website, which it is HighTideInternational.org. HighTideInternational.org. So if you want to know a little bit more about it, if you want to contribute, there is a link right on his home about our programs and donate. So that is the button that you all need to click right now, everyone. Again, we have over 10,000 listeners worldwide. So that's everyone donating a dollar. That is $10,000 right there. This doesn't take a lot. Leah, I want to ask you one question. With your program, with your cause, what are the biggest goals for the future? What are you dreaming about? And dream big, because once you have it out there, things come to fruition. What are your goals for this cause for High Tide International?
Yeah, great question. Well, for this year, it's just getting our program space up and running. Seeing the programs follow through, so you know that's 15 hours of programming a week, after school programs, and then we have some further programs that we want to do with more funding and more support. So one of them is to restore a swimming pool. There's the ruins of an old swimming pool in town, and we'd like to restore it and offer swimming classes inside the pool rather than having the kids either not learn how to swim or learn out in the ocean. So have the classes be a little bit safer and more controlled in a pool environment. And then the other program is to offer scholarships for any student looking to attend a post-secondary institution, whether that be, you know, a language school or a full-on university degree. We'd like to be able to support our students in that once they reach that time and that point in their lives. And then some other goals we have are also expanding beyond the Lobitos community. So Lobitos is a very small town in northern Peru, but there are also a lot of other small towns in northern Peru with they all have their respective schools and nonprofits working there. So we'd like to connect with some of those nonprofits and hopefully bring some of our resources there. So whether that be books or yoga classes or, you know, some girls club activities. We kind of like to branch out and see how, if we can reach some other communities.
Wow, those are huge goals and those are big dreams. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, because that's how it all becomes, everyone. You put it out there, now it is recorded, the whole world is listening. And I can guarantee you this is going to happen, not exactly what you have said, but just because the fact that you have put it out there in the universe, it's going to happen and it's going to come to a fruition. And I'm so proud of you. I mean, your parents probably are just ecstatic to know what benefit you're bringing to this world and to the community. Now, are you right now at in Peru in Lobitos?
Yes.
And I've been to Lima. So how far is it from Lima right now?
So if you take a plane, it's about an hour and a half
right.
By plane. If you take a bus, it's about 16 hours.
Wow.
So 16 hours north.
15 hours north of Lima, of the capital of Peru. This is amazing. And living there with being Canadian and being there and seeing how easy, obviously, all your love and everything that is missing from home, from the kids. But how different is to adapt being Canadian and eating a different food to being in Peru right now? How does it take you long to adapt?
It takes some getting used to, for sure. There's a lot of differences culturally and, of course, with the food and everything. But, you know, eventually you kind of find your way. You learn the language. I mean, it's nice because this is a small town, so people get to know you really fast. And People are very friendly, and there's a nice little community here, and there's also some other expats here too, so there are quite a few other people who speak English and can relate to food from home and things like that, so that makes it easier for sure.
Now, what is the reaction from the Peruvian and Lobitos community of, I mean, do they understand, do they know what you're trying to do for them? How do they react to your help? I know some communities in different parts of the world, they kind of feel offended that you're coming from another world and you're taking over and you're trying to change things around. And in other parts, they're very thankful for what you're trying to do. What is the reaction of the community?
Well, the idea or the approach that we have to going about it is that, like, we're not trying to come in as a, I mean, we are a Canadian organization, but that's mostly because I'm Canadian. And then we've partnered with a Peruvian association on the ground here, so they are going to be helping us with the funds and transferring money over and things like that. But the idea really is that we don't really think of it as, like, us coming in and developing something, but we're trying to introduce programs and concepts that for us are kind of within our culture already. Like, you know, we grow up with girl guides and swim classes and library cards, and that's all normal and culturally ingrained. And, you know, by 6 or 7 or 8, like, those things are in your day-to-day life, whereas here, those resources just don't exist. So it's really more just about making these resources available to this community, and then hoping to share them with as many people as possible. So it's not really like we're trying to change anything or, you know, redevelop a system or a culture. It's just offering services that if people find valuable, then, you know, we're happy to host them and educate on what they are. And, I mean, I've lived here for over 2 years now. And so these programs kind of organically came up with my passions, so yoga, and this girls club, and then the library was put on by another expat who's lived here almost 3 years, and we've just kind of combined forces on that. So these programs didn't just kind of pop up overnight either. Like, they've kind of just developed organically and formed into what they are based on the response we had from the community and based off our strengths as well.
So I see that the reception is very welcoming, and they're understanding that those things are not just for North American culture, but also people like in South America, Peru, and Lobitos community, they can also take part of this opportunity. So they're very common with us. My little girls are in Girl Guides, and they go to the library, and they do take swimming lessons, and there is no two thoughts about it. This part, how
right,
they grow up, and that's normal. But it's very interesting to realize that in other parts of the world, those things are not normal, and they're not out of reach. They're a need for them to grow and to be able to be the best human being that they can be. Swimming is just completely a mandatory thing. In my household, anyway, we get a lot of stats of kids drowning because they just didn't know how to swim, and survival skills and all that, and especially in a third world developed country, is very, very important. You're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show right now. We are live with beautiful Leah Donateo. She is just amazing. She's doing such an amazing work right now in Peru. The little city is called, and I say little, but probably is not, Lobitos, Peru. And if you are listening to us right now, as I mentioned, it only takes 10,000 people, which I've already have in my, to just donate $1, and we have $10,000. So I'm hoping that you can forward this link right now that I have, which is hidetideinternational.org, and donate for an amazing cause. Those are girls and boys that need your help, and this is just such an amazing cause. Again, the website is hidetidesinternational.org. There is information about the team, and there is information about the courses or the programs that Leah and her team is running, Girl Guides, clubs, yoga, and library scholarships, a pool that they're trying to restore. I mean, I can't beg you enough. Just $1, guys. $1. We spent a lot more in Starbucks here in Canada, and this is going forever. You can do without latte or a macchiato for one day. I'll be right back with my words of my sponsor, and we'll be finishing up with Leah.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
And I'm back. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. I have Leah with us on the phone right now, all the way from Lobitos, Peru. My goodness, I think this is the first one on my map. I have Peru before. I had a guest from Peru, but not from Lobitos. She is originally from BC, and she has traveled all the way from BC to Peru to be able to be part of this amazing cause. So how much do you like Peru, Leah? Is this a place that you would love to be there for the rest of your life, or is basically a period of time that you really, you know that you need to be there?
Basically, I go back and forth. So, I mean, I don't know if it's forever, but it's definitely for right now. And we'll just kind of see how it goes, but no, I really do love it here. I like living here, and but I also like to visit home. So we'll just see what happens.
And it's a very good answer, because you know that you need to be there right now, and that's what you're listening. You're listening to your inner soul, and you're listening to heart, to your heart, and you know that you need to be there helping those kids. Can't believe that we only have a couple of minutes left on our show before we start our musical section. And this has been such an amazing honor and privilege to have you, such a young lady, doing such a beautiful work. I am at awe, and I take my hat to you, because doing what you're doing, again, is not an easy task, but here you are taking your time, taking yourself to be in a third world country and helping those kids. This is beautiful. And for people that are having right now thinking, I was thinking of going to Cuba at an all-inclusive resort or Dominican, but maybe by listening to this show, maybe I can actually just go to Peru and help out. Do you welcome people to volunteer their time and be there with you?
Yeah, I mean, we're not a volunteerism organization per se. You know, if people are in Peru or in Lobitos and they want to come help out, or they want to give some of their time to work on a project that we have going on, of course, people are more than welcome to come and get involved. If it's a group, it's a little bit of a different story, and we can help plan an itinerary, but basically on a one-to-one basis, if people are coming to Peru and they get involved with us, then we can definitely coordinate some time to spend with them.
Awesome. And the website right now is hightidesinternational.org. I have the link. There's a link to contact us, so you can basically put your information in there. For the listeners, is there an email that you can give us?
Yep, they can email just leah@hightidesinternational.org.
Again, and an honor to have you on the Lizzie T Radio Show, all the way from Peru, Lobitos, here in Toronto, Canada. And you're doing an amazing job. Congratulations. Any last word?
No, just thank you for having me, and please don't hesitate to contact us if you're looking to get involved or want any information on how the funding is used, what we plan to do with it, what our plans are as an organization.
Fantastic. The website again is hightidesinternational.org. I have it on my social media right now, and Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and the list goes on, also on my website. And thank you so much, Leah. It's been an honor to talk to you. All the best, and we will get those 10,000 listeners to donate right now. Thank you again.
Okay, thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye for now.
You too. Bye.
And that was Leah Calateo. Amazing job, this lady. My goodness. And it takes a lot. It takes a village to do something like this, and her organization is doing. So congratulations. Continuing on with the Lizzie T radio show, we have music. And, yes, Andrea Page is right from Toronto, Canada, to submit her MP3. The song is called Pages. Her name is Andrea Goodman. I hope you enjoy it.
I read the letter you sent. So many words broke down. I think it may be time to turn a page now. This ain't no happy ending. It's feeling
Our next song is from Sophia. Sophia is a singer and a jazz musician from Argentina originally, but she is living in New York, and I had the privilege and opportunity to be with her, to interview her, and to listen to her, such a beautiful voice. The song is called El Último Café. I hope you enjoy it. That was a very appropriate song, especially if we were speaking to somebody in Peru, Spanish song, El Último Café by Sophia. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We will be back tomorrow with another amazing guest, another fantastic show. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Bye-bye for now.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show,
and now, worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio.